sitting in a bright, airy beach house with white-painted walls, grains of sand stuck to the floorboards, and the smell of the ocean coming through the large open windows, I listen to Viola strum away on her guitar. Her pet dog Luca is sitting at her feet listening intently. Looking at Viola, you may think she has just stepped out of a high-profile corporate board meeting with the business suit and high-heeled shoes she is wearing. But instead, she has just taken Luca, the dog she rescued from an Eastern European puppy farm just a few months ago, for a run and a play on the beach. Both are still covered in sand. In the first 10 minutes of meeting Viola, her secretary has called three times to reschedule the day. Viola worked in the corporate sector for a decade before she decided that the big business rat race just wasn't for her.
For 10 years, I worked for large organizations, corporates, and what I was doing at that point was basically making rich organizations richer. What I love doing most is communication. That's my field of work, but I like to combine that with doing something for other people.
And leaving the business world gave 30-year-old Viola a chance to do just that. Her first project was co-authoring a book called To My Younger Self, which hit Dutch bookshops last year.
We asked 33 famous Dutch women to write a letter to their younger selves. In those letters, they share their life lessons. I want people to learn from this book that although you have downsides in life, you will always learn from that and to see the positive side in it.
In addition to collaborating on the sellout book in her spare time, Viola founded an organisation to assist charities in management and communication. They recently teamed up with international peace movement Masterpiece. Founder Ilko van der Linde explains this ambitious project.
Masterpiece is a new global initiative for peace building. You know, people dream about peace and they talk about peace, but we need more people working for peace. And we will especially work a lot with artists and music. And
Viola and her fellow Masterpieces would like to mobilise 20 million people worldwide by 2014. The hope is that these people will then start peace initiatives in their own communities over the next few years.
They can create their own project. And that doesn't mean they have to do something international, not even national. But what they can do is, for example, invite their neighbors for a street dinner. That is connecting as well. It can be that small. With volunteering, that doesn't right away mean that you have to go to Uganda to help build a school. It means as well that if you are a great designer and in Uganda they need a brochure to be designed, you can offer to do that and it only costs you probably half a day.
And those who launch peace projects will be rewarded with a ticket to one of the biggest concerts in history, says Ilko.
Because on the International Day of Peace in 2014, on the 21st of September, then we will organize the most heartwarming peace concert ever. And that will be next to the pyramids in Cairo, you know, country of change, where people showed that actually without violence, but just with vision and dedication, you can change a lot.
The performers at the concert will be the number one musicians from all the conflict regions of the world. Nobel Peace Laureate Desmond Tutu has already promised his support for the event. Some people would be overwhelmed at the thought of planning something that big, but not Viola, says Ilko.
You need people like Viola who are creating little fires everywhere, you know, and then suddenly the whole world is burning with a positive fire.
Viola is using the skills she perfected in the corporate world, like management and communication, to connect people. Meeting fellow volunteers in Amsterdam for a Masterpiece conference, you immediately see Viola's enthusiasm rub off onto those around her.
I think it's just her passion for do something good for the world. And she's very commercial, but she's also very driven by everything that happens in the world. So she wants to combine those two things.
To get away from her constantly ringing phone and long to-do list, Viola and I walk to the local beach cafe just in front of her home. There she can relax and momentarily forget the million things going on at Masterpiece headquarters. As she sips her morning cup of coffee, Viola leaves me pondering what I can do to create a little bit of peace in my local neighbourhood. Jesse Wingard, Deutsche Welle Radio, The Netherlands.